Wow, I missed you guys, honestly. I know I always come back with that, but I really do, because this is my way of expressing myself. This is a therapy for me. This is a hobby for me. This is a getaway for me. That's what my podcast is. So I am really sorry that the What's Going On series has taken longer than we expected, because what's going on is also happening to me. Like, I have all those questions too, and I also have a lot to sort out because of this COVID pandemic and all that. So I traveled and I am spending longer time than I thought I would spend here. So I was like, the hell, I would just record this on my phone and get this to the people that need to hear this. You're not alone. Like, this period will really confuse you. You're wondering to yourself, what's going on with my own life, you know? And you're not alone on this. You need to understand that. And I have a special guest on this episode to answer the question on what's going on as it regards to finances. You know, this pandemic has affected a lot of people financially, and we are just here to encourage you and give you tips on how to get back on your feet. Okay, it is possible. And I have a special guest, my friend, my soul sister, Jane. She's going to take you through this episode. I'll be chipping in, you know, some comments here and there, but I just hope that when you listen, you know, you feel a lot more better. You're encouraged to take the necessary steps to get yourself out there again. Okay, so Jane, how do you feel about the pandemic and how it has affected families, people, you know, businesses? How do you feel about it?
So how has this period affected people financially? Whoa, it has done a lot. A lot of transactions have gone down. A lot of investment has gone down also. They've been on hold, not too many productivity here and there. People are just striving. People are eating up their reserve. People are, you know, not too much is going on. Not too much is going on, like, outside. But, you know, the good thing about it is that this season has opened up a new opportunity for greater things. We'll talk about that in the course of this. So how has this period affected people financially? Whoa, it has done a lot. A lot of transactions have gone down. A lot of investment has gone down also. They've been on hold. Not too many productivity here and there. People are just striving. People are eating up their reserve. People are, you know, not too much is going on. Not too much is going on, like, outside. But, you know, the good thing about it is that this season has opened up a new opportunity for greater things. We'll talk about that in the course of this discussion. How is this period affecting families? Oh my goodness, it is affecting a lot of families, because let me just go to the grassroots. Children must eat. I mean, all their daily needs must be met. You cannot tell your children that you have COVID. COVID has caused a lot of things to happen, and you cannot provide their daily needs. You can't tell children that. So the pressure is so much right now. It's so much, especially on the married ones. Yeah, especially on the married ones, because you just have to be. You have to keep running the home. You have to keep running your home. You have fuel to get. You have food to buy to keep restocking the building. You have your children's diapers. And for those who are running online schools, you know, you have the internet, because most of the times you must, you know, have to stay connected. And it's, these things are not, you know, your bills are still running. It's not like because everything shut down, your bills too had to go on hold. No, they require your attention. So you can imagine that your income isn't like it used to be, and your responsibilities even became higher, even became more than that. So you can imagine the amount of pressure that this is bringing on the family.
Yes, the pressure is so much. A lot of people are going through a whole lot of things this period. You never know. People just come out smiling, laughing. You don't know what is going on in their bank accounts. You don't know the financial pressure they're facing at home. And personally, so I mean, it is really a very tough time for a lot of people financially. So what tips would you be sharing with us today? What are your magic tips for us today?
Okay, so I think the quickest tip to recover from this effect is, number one, you have to firstly practice to be safe. Keep yourself safe. Be intentional about your safety. That's one thing. And then focusing on your finance, you have to re-strategize. Like, you know, this season has done a lot on people's finances have gone down. Therefore, there is a need. There's an alarming need for new sources of income. So first things, we need to re-strategize to find out what exactly can we do. We need to change plans. Find out what exactly can we do at this time. What exactly, what kind of business can I do? What kind of need or service can I render? You understand? What kind of service can I render? I need multiple streams of income. What kind of service can I render? And then you carve out a niche for yourself. You get a market for yourself. You come up with, if it's a service you want to render, you come up with a service you want to render. If it's a product you want to sell, you have to come up with a product that is valuable in this season. That is valuable in this season that you can sell to people. And you must be deliberate about finding the market. You need to find the market for what you have, for your service. You must find the market for your service. You must find the market for your product. Yes, you have to train your eyes to see opportunities everywhere. You need to keep working. Yes, you might fail, just keep working. Look for people who are successful at what you're doing and develop on their own ideas. Make it yours. Okay, so thank you so much for listening to me.
So when we were talking earlier, you mentioned something about re-strategizing. I'd like you to also still share a bit more about that with everyone else, so businesses and people would know the importance of re-strategizing in this period. Because like you said, a lot of things are already changing, the platforms, everything, so they need to know the importance of re-strategizing.
Yeah, because gone are the days where people just will spend money anyhow. People don't spend money anyhow right now. There must be value for their money. There must be value for their money. So you have to create a sales channel for yourself. That is one. You also have to consider your client. You have to put yourself in their shoes. Like, seriously, would you buy your product? So means that whatever you're selling, whatever you're giving out must be so valuable, especially in this season. Then another thing is you must continue working on leads. You must look for ways to get leads, to get to your market. You understand, the targeted market. You must look for ways to get new leads so that you can keep your business running. Do you understand?
Wow, thank you so much, Jane. Thank you so much. Like, this is really uplifting. I mean, it is good that we are all hopeful this period, and it is hope that keeps you going. Because when you have it in mind that okay, there is no hope anymore, you stop trying a lot of things, you stop doing a lot of things. And financially, we need to be hopeful, we need to be strong, we need to be smart, we need to re-strategize, we need to be strategic, we need to observe, we need to relearn and unlearn some things. We need to be more conscious with our spending. We need to save more. There's just an endless list of we need to's, and we actually need to do them. Jane, thank you so much for this lovely episode. I will be so excited to bring you back again, talk about other issues and other, you know, interesting topics. Thank you so much for making yourself available for this podcast. Everything Everything loves you, and of course Everything Everything loves you all. Don't forget to follow at Queen Ereba on Instagram and Twitter and Queen Ereba on Facebook. So I love you guys so much. Always listen to Everything. Bye.